How are you in the kitchen? Do you love your culinary art in the kitchen? Do you think you're a master chef? Well, here's your opportunity to find out. The MasterChef casting team are in Ballarat tomorrow, and a man who knows all about that particular topic, Tim the Toasty Bone. Morning to you, Timbo.
Morning, PT. Good morning, Ballarat. How are you, legend?
Going all right. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. I've just woken up. I've just poured my first espresso shot for the morning. It was a late night last night prepping for my toasties for the market tomorrow, but no, I'm super excited.
Now, the farmer's market is happening tomorrow. You'll be there with your toasties. What's the popular one through winter, Tim Bone?
Oh, geez. I'm working on one this weekend that I haven't done before. It's called the Desperado. So it's like Mexican-inspired. So Mexican-spiced chicken. It's got John Harbour chorizo in there. It's got a really spicy chili mayo. And so it's not one for the faint-hearted, PT. How do you reckon you go with that one?
Oh, my heart is faint already just hearing about it.
Nah, it should be good. I'm super excited.
You should give one of my favourite ones a go, Tim. I don't have a name for it, but it's spaghetti and avocado.
Oh, classic. You'd probably...
You liar.
It is.
I just made that up on the spot. But look, if you're a lover of spaghetti and avocado, why not? There are weirder things that weirder combinations that have been put together before, Timbo.
I think I've done nearly 200 different flavour combinations, PT, so nothing surprises me anymore.
Nothing's off the table.
That's right.
Now, listen, you gave MasterChef a shot, and now Ballarat chefs and culinary artists are about to have their turn or get their opportunity, perhaps, because MasterChef casting team are in Ballarat tomorrow at the farmer's market.
Well, that's it, and because I was on MasterChef back in 2019, which seems like an eternity ago now. But I think that's what So what they're doing is they're casting now for season 15. Can you believe that?
Wow.
But and a lot of people don't realise that what they do before the season, they send out their casting agents to all little farmers markets and stuff, just looking for possible people with a passion for cooking that might be a perfect fit for the show. So I actually got dobbed in by a friend who runs a coffee van in Geelong. And she was like, you guys, I've got the perfect guy for you. And she put them in contact with me. And that's how I applied, because I sort of never dreamed that I could go on a show like MasterChef PT.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm not good enough to go on the greatest cooking show in the world. And that's what they want to get across too. You don't have to be the best cook in the world, but if you love your cooking and you've got a passion, apply, because you never know what might happen. You might end up with a toasty business for a living. You never know. You've just got to step out of your comfort zone and give it a crack. So you can go to the farmer's market tomorrow and have a chat. They'll have a stall. You won't miss it, because you'll see the MasterChef logo. You can have a chat to the guys. My friend Cliff will be there. He was one of our minders when I was on the show, because you always had to have someone living with you, because you were down in Melbourne living down there. So you always had to have someone there. And he's an amazing bloke. So it's a great chance just to chew their ear off, ask them any questions that you've got, and I'll be there too. So if you want to have a chat, more than happy to tell you about my experience and what's involved.
All right. And, of course, talk about the application process itself.
Yeah.
Mate, I could go on MasterChef, but unfortunately for those who be taste testing, I'd front up to the food table there. What do you got for us, PT? Oh, spaghetti bolognese. Next show, what do you got for us, PT? Oh, spaghetti bolognese, pasta.
And that's the thing, you've just got to at least master a few dishes. And because I was terrible at my dessert cooking, but you learn so much while you're on the show. So if you think you're not good enough, don't be like that. Just apply. So you can apply. If you don't have the chance to go to the market tomorrow, they'll be at the Dalesford Farmers Market on Sunday from 9 as well. But if you think you're ready to have a crack, you can apply at template.com or just Google MasterChef apply, and you'll follow the links from there and give it a go, guys. I mean, and a lot of people don't think that someone from a regional area will get on the show, but I guess I'm the example. I was just a boy from Ballarat with a big dream of having a toasty business, and And now I'm living it, mate.
Yeah, living the toasty dream.
That's right.
If you want to give your culinary art a bit of a crack on MasterChef Ballarat Farmers Market tomorrow, then on Sunday at the Daylesford Farmers Market, Tim Bone, always great to catch up and look forward to talking to you and hoeing into one of your toasties again real soon, my friend.
That's good on your PT. Thanks, Ballarat. Have a great weekend, everyone.